Okay, boys, so today's daf is daf Samach Hey. We're holding three lines from the bottom of Samach Dalid Umid Beis Umar Abaye. To understand the Abaye and the next Gemara, we should just take a quick review of the Mishnah towards the top of Samach Dalid Umid Beis, starting on the second line. Mi sheyesh lo shtei kitei bonois mi shtei noshim. A person had two wives, each one of whom bore two daughters. To make life easy, Rashi says that he married first one wife, gave birth to two daughters, she unfortunately passed away, then he married a second wife, and now he has a second pair of daughters. So we have now four daughters altogether, and they're all chronologically one older than the other. First, the second, then the third, and then the fourth. So says the Mishnah, person comes into shul one morning, and he says, V'omer kidash yis biti agdoilo, I married off last night one of my daughters, but I'm not sure which one I married off. It was definitely the Gedoyla. The question is, how do you define the word Gedoyla? The word Gedoyla could mean, of course, the oldest of the four. It could mean, of course, number three, who is the oldest or the older one of the two of the second cot. But it could even be number two, who happens to be older than the number three, it was the Gedoyla of her kat. So, one, two, and three are all in the suffix when he says Gedoyla. So he said, Kedash is Bita Gedoyla. Many of you, I don't know which one I'm referring to. Gedoyla should be Gedoylois, that's the number one. Gedoyla should be Tanis, number two. Sorry, that's number three. Or Iktanis should be Gedoylois, or number two, who's the Ktana of the first kat, but she Gedoyla and Gedoylois. However, she happens to be older than the Gedoyla Sheb Iktanis. Zokra Meir, Kulan Asuras, all three are in the Suffolk. Chutz ben Aktana Shibitanis, except for the youngest, who obviously is not the Gedoyla. So the first three are the Suffolk. Divir Ramei. Then Rabbi Yossi argues. Now the question is, when Ramei uses the term Kulan Asuras, he could have said Shloshtan Asuras. So what does the Kulan Asuras come to tell you? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi's a little bit past halfway down. Kulan Asuras, Kasolkat Aitach, says Rashi. Even if they're 100 girls. We made it easy, we said 2 and 2. But theoretically, it could have been 50 and 50. 50 in the first cut and 50 in the second cut. And the Chayda, all of them, the only one that would have been the Ketana, Shebiktanis, would have been the final one, number 100, or number 101. All the others would have been Gedoyla. So that's the way we're learning in the Havamit. Kosoka Daitach. Even though the Mishnah only gives us an easy example of 3 to 1, in other words, 3 Gedoylois and 1 Ketana Shebiktanois, we could theoretically talk about 100 of them, meaning the eldest, and then 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, until you get to number 50. That was the first cut. And even though from 2 to 50, they're all Ketanois compared to number 1, however, compared to the second cut, they're all Gedoylois, because they're all older than the eldest one of the second cut. And if the second cut had 50 girls, they'd all be Gedoylois compared to the final one, who's Ektanis Shebiktanis. Good. Migmar Parech, Amai Leitana Sveika Emtsois. Why Taka doesn't the Mishnah throw in even a greater Chiddush? Not just to go and talk about the first and the second and the third, but throw in the Emtsois as well. Go and throw in the emtsois, the middle one of the first cut, and the middle one of the second cut. Throw in that those are also aser. Why doesn't the Mishnah list those as well? Why do we only talk about the oldest and the youngest as opposed to the middle one in case they were middle ones? And tomorrow we'll talk about that. Zokimar Omer Abaye. Two lines from the bottom of the Amid. The whole machloikis in our mission between the mayor and Rabbi Yossi is b'shtei kitei bonis, because they were two separate sets. Ava b'kat achas, if you only had one set of girls, and the father comes in one morning and says, I married off my gedoyla, and now we're going to assume, for instance, that there are three girls in this kat. Divri akol, gedoyla mamish. When he said gedoyla, he means the oldest one. Ketana is mamish. We mean the youngest one. Emtsoyes bishmo karila. The middle one he wouldn't call the gedoyla, or the ketana he would call her by her name. For instance, Sprinza. And so therefore says our Gemara, says Abaye, the whole shaila we only had because we had two kitois. But if it was only one kat, and he says I married off my gedoyla, he would not refer to the second as his gedoyla. He would refer to his second daughter by her name. And therefore he said, Gedolei only meant the first one and no one else. Now, that L'choir is inconsistent with the Rashi that we just learned. The Rashi said in the Mishnah that, although the Mishnah doesn't say so expressly, we assumed that the middle ones are also called Gedolei, because compared to the youngest, the middle one is a Gedolei. This, by the way, has practical ramifications even today, because there's a mitzvah, as we know, of kibbut av v'ein. It says kabbut es avicha v'yesimecha, and we learn from the es l'rabbis achicha ha-godoil. The question is, are we only referring to the eldest in the family? What happens if you have a young man or young girl, for that matter, and they have two or three or four older brothers? Do I say Achicha Gadol means only the oldest? Do I say it means even the second, the third, and the fourth? Because compared to me, the cotton, they are all Gedolim. Anyway, I believe there's a machlokes about that in Lahalacha. But getting back to our Gemara is saying, according to Abaya, the middle one is never in the Shaila, because the middle one is called Bishma. We saw, however, in the Rashi, Kasoka Daitach, even if there are 100, that all the Emtsoyas are also included. Rabbi, we're on the bottom of Samach Dalet Amud Bey, is the final line. Omar Le Rav Ada Bar Masla Abaye, is that what you really hold, that the Emtsoyas is not a potential Gedola? El Mayat, if that's what you're saying, Emtsoy Shevikas Shnia Tishtri, back in our Mishnah, why wouldn't we say that the middle one in the second cut would be Mutter? Meaning, according to the way Rashi learned in the Havamina, that all 100 are Aser, only the Ketana Shebektanois is Mutter. If that's the case, then in the Kachnia, in the second one, if there's an Emtsois, it wasn't just two girls, if there were three girls, or for that matter, 20. Might just make life easy if there were three girls. So why wouldn't you say that the Emtsois should be Muteres? Because according to you, you're saying that the middle one is always called Bishma. She's not referred to by the great title of Gedolei. Gedolei is the eldest. Tana is the youngest. The middle one, I'm not going to call her the middle girl. He calls her by her name. So Ibazoi, the Emtsoyis in our Mishnah, should be Mutter. So you're going to tell me, well, maybe Taka is Mutter. But Rashi was Medayik from the words Kulon Asurois, Kasol Kadaita. Kulon doesn't just mean the three, but anybody intervening. The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 on both sides. Why does he want me to talk about Kachnia? We'll get to the Kasrishon in another three or four lines. Stay tuned. But in the meantime, says the Gemara, according to you, Abaye, the Emtsoyis should be Mutais. Zog the Gemara, Abaye answers, Achim Ma'iskinan, our Mishnah is only talking about B'she'en Shom Ele G'doyle Uktana. Then in fact, we're only talking about four girls altogether, one and two, and one and two, but not talking about the 100. That Rashi said about the 100, Kasol Kedaitach. That's what we thought in the half a minute. But now we fall away from that. Have a minute. We're in fact only talking about four altogether. And Eina Chanami, if there would have been a fifth and a sixth, in other words, it would have been an Emtsoyis, we would have put that in our Mishnah. And we would have said, Rabbi Isai, that you know who happened to be the Gedolois, not only 1, 2, and 3, but also 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, anybody that's older than the Ktanos, the Ktanos, the very youngest. Now, if you're going to go and tell me, that's kind of a doichik pshat, no, that's Mestaba, that's the real Pshat. Dim Isa Di'ika, if in fact there are other girls besides the Gdoilim Tana, there are Emtsoyois, Lisnaya, why wouldn't the Mishnah mention it? After all, the Chayyah that would add to the Chidush. In other words, if you're talking about the Kachnia, instead of just talking about that the Gdoila of the Kachnia is one of the Sveikois in the Gdoilois, even number 2, and number 3, and number 4 in Kachnia also goes within the category of the Gdoilers. Shouldn't our Mishnah go and talk about that instead of just saying, Kedash should be the Gdoilers? I don't know what the Gdoilers should be Gdoilers, Gdoilers should be Tanis, Tanis should be Gdoilers. Why wouldn't it say, and I also don't know the Gab the Emtsoyois? But the fact that the Mishnah left it out is a similar taka talking only about Gedolei Tana, that there were no Emtsoyois in the picture. Because had there been Emtsoyois in the picture, says Abai, that wouldn't be a Shaila. You know why it wouldn't be a Shaila? Because Emtsoyois is not called Gedolei. She's called Bishma. Karela, we call her Sprinza, assuming that's her name. So Timura, the Tamech, let me ask you back. You're telling me now it's Mistaver, that's the Pshat in the Mishnah. Only talking about Gedolei Tana. And that's why it doesn't mention Emtsoyois. So the Tamech, Emtsoyois, because Rishoina. Why doesn't the Mishnah go and mention the Emtzoi Shebekas Rishoyna? That's certainly part of the Suffolk. What does it mean, certainly part of the Suffolk? Because even though we said if there's only one Kat, the Emtzois, you wouldn't go and refer to as the Gdoila because of the fact that you call her by her name. However, since we're talking about in the Mishnah that there are two Kitois, and since we already said that the younger one of Kat Rishoyna is also considered to be potentially in the Suffolk of Gdoila. Why? Because she is older than the Gdoila Shebiktanois. Number two is older than number three. So what happens if I were to insert in the first cut 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D, 1E? In other words, I have a whole bunch of Emtzoyois. They would certainly be in the Suffolk, because Madach, the second one, number two, in Kat Rishoyna, we're saying is in the Suffolk, if she is the Gdoila, because she's older than the Gdoila Shebektanois, then certainly her elders, even if there are 20 of them, they would certainly be part of the Suffolk, because they're all older than the Gdoila Shebektanois. Not only the Ketana Shebekdoilois is older than the Gdoila Shebektanois, but also all the Emtzoyois are older. So why doesn't the Mishnah mention that? I'll tell you why. Because our Mishnah is only talking about Gedoyla Ktana and Gedoyla Ktana. And that's why the Gemara is saying, so, starting at, V'letamech, according to you, that you're saying that maybe it should say the Emtzoyis in the Mishnah about the Kat Shnia. So Emtzoyis Shebekas Rishoyna, the Vade Sveka, that's Vade part of the Suffolk. In other words, one of the potential Gedoylois, Vasirle, and certainly would be ushered to him, Miktani Lo, does it say in the Mishnah? So you see that the Mishnah is not being that wordy. The Mishnah is trying to be very succinct and leaves it out. So Nishkaraya, it could very well be the Emtzoyos in the Kachnia would also have a din of Gedoyla, not like Abaya. Don't tell me Hochanam and Misavra, because the Mishnah doesn't mention it. You see that the Mishnah doesn't mention the first Kat either. That's certainly part of the equation, a part of the Suffolk, the cloud, whether they happen to be Gedoyla. So just like you left it out over here, left it out over there. So you have no Raya. So he said, no, no, you cannot compare. Hochiyashra. These are two, they're not on all fours. Why not? Because Hosam Tana Kitana Dido Liisura Vuadin Lahachta Kshisha Mino. As long as we say in the Mishnah that the Kitana Shabigdoilis, which means of the first cut, that she is part of the Suffolk Isser because she's older than the girls in the second cut, is a Chadava Pasha Vuadin Lahachta Kshisha Mino. Anybody that's older than her, even by 9 months, or even by one day, if he had twins or whatever. Anybody that's older than her is certainly going to be in the parsha of the Suffolk, because Madach, the Ktanisha Begdoilis, may be referred to as the Gdoila, and the only reason why he would refer to her as the Gdoila because she's older than the second Kat. So anybody senior to her would also be part of this Suffolk that she is a Gdoila, because she's certainly older than the second Kat. A Bahacha, in the case of Kachnia, and Isa, the Ikka, if there are, in fact, emtzoiyos in that second cut, nisnai, it should say that, because that, in fact, is a chiddush. I didn't know that until now. I can use my own logic to tell me that if the tanish, the bigdoilos, is perhaps referred to as the gdoila, certainly anybody that's older than her, whether it's a year or 3 years or 5 years, certainly would be part of that shaila that she happens to be gdoila. However, in the second cut, I might say like a bayit, that Abaye said only the Gdoila is considered to be the Gdoila. Anyone in the middle, he would go and call her Sprinzer. And therefore, says the Gemara, the fact that it's not mentioned in Tzoyas in the Rishoyna is Nishkarai, because that's a double question. The fact that it's not mentioned in the Shnia, says Abaye, that's a Raya to me, because we're not talking about that there were multiple girls in the second cut, that's only two, and not more than that. But if there were more than that, the halacha would be like I said, that Bishmog Karila, and that's why the Mishnah doesn't address it. So, L'choira, Abaye has worked out the Mishnah, but now the Gemara asks from the Kasha that we asked yesterday about Pesach. Remember we said the Machloikis in our Mishnah Meir and Reb Yoisi, one holds Moches Inish Nafshe L'Sveika, the other one holds Loi Moches Inish Nafshe L'Sveika. Yet we said, when it comes to, if a person made a Neder, and the neder was ad pnei Pesach. I'm not going to go and eat cookies from now until pnei Pesach. What does that mean? Remeir Oimer, Aser Ad Shiagia, until the very beginning of Pesach, which means Seder night. Now we're talking about cookies that were non-gluten, gluten-free, so there were no problems of eating on Pesach. They're made out of potato starch, okay? Or of course, he said, I made a neder not to eat apples, or whatever. So Remeir Oimer, Aser Ad Shiagia, the word Pnei means before the Pesach begins. But Rabbi Yosi said, no, Ad Shiagia, until the end of Pesach. And Rashi explained yesterday, the Svara is that Pnei means, the Ponim means something right before. You look at the Ponim, it's right before you start. So according to Meir, it's the Ponim right before Pesach starts. And Rabbi Yosi says, every day of Pesach, that is the Ponim to the next day. That day is the Erev to the next day. So therefore it goes throughout the entire Yontif. So according to Rabbi Yosi, all the days of Yontif are like Emtzoi Yos. So that's the Moris Kasha. The case of Ad Pnei Pesach, the Chikat Achasami. We're not talking about two Pesachim. We're only talking about 7 days of one Korban Pesach, one Yom Tov Pesach. Upligin, they have a machlaikis. The one man the Yomba says Ad Pnei means until Ad Sheagia, until Pesach begins. Well, the other one says no. The Pnei could mean every day until the end of Pesach. And therefore, didn't we just say now that it should be one or the other? The beginning or the end, but not the emtsoyos. On Malaysi ends it, Hosabalishna the Alma Kamiflagin. You're making a mistake. The reason why the second man, the Omer, says at Shiyetze is not the way we understood it until now, because the word Pnei means I always look at the day before that day during the Yontif, and therefore it could go up till the seventh day, the final day of the Yontif. Now that's not the point. The issue is, how do you define the word Pnei? That means Ad Pnei, until you've reached Pesach. Oh, I'm now Lifnei, I'm Difnei, I see the Pesach. That's the day before, until we reach Pesach. Marsav, the word Pnei, has another definition too. Ad Mifni Pesach. Rashi brings, like you see in the Pasuk, Ponayoyim, that the day is passing away. In fact, here the Passover is passing away, or passing over. It is leaving us. So the second man, the Yom, says, not because Pnei, because it's the day before, or it's the Ponim looking down to, or looking at Pesach. No. The word Pnei over here means Lifnei, when Pesach ends and concludes and moves on, so to speak. So therefore it has nothing to do with Amachlokes. So based on this, we have a new teretz to the Gemara on the Amud Beis. When the Gemara said, L'chayra, it's Mukhlefes Ashita, we no longer have to say that we are turning around the two Mandi Amrim, because that Machlokes has nothing to do with our case about Moches Inish Nafshus Veker. It has to do with how to define the word Pnei in this type of context. That, Rabbi said, perhaps was the somewhat more difficult Gemara. From now, it's smooth sailing. Zuk to Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to tell us a very, very simple halacha, and it's going to repeat it four times in four scenarios. And the Gemara is going to ask, why do you have to repeat this four times? I picked it up the first time. You have a young man and a young lady. The young man said to the young lady, don't you remember I was Mekadesh you, and we are now married. We're husband and wife. The Gemara is like, it's not true. You were not Mekadesh me, and I'm just a Pnuyim. What's the din? We're assuming at this point that there are no Eidim one way or the other. Who also be Kroy Viseha? He is now also with all of her Kroy voice, meaning, because assuming that in fact he says, I'm saying, I am married to you, then automatically he's going to be also to, for instance, all of her sisters, because that will all be Achois Ishtar. He'll also be also to that young lady's mother, because that will be Chamoisai, and to her daughter, be Ishu Avita, so on and so forth. Why? There are no Edom. So Rashi comes up with, now Rashi said, this is a famous word, Shavya Anafshe Chaticha Di Isura. The person, by his own Hoidah, he is saying, I happen to be married, whether you like it or not, whether you have Edom or not, whether you have proof or not, I'm telling you, I'm married to you. Okay, since you say that, Shavya Anafshe Chaticha Di Isura, you have now created this woman that she is now a Chaticha Di Isura to you, as well as all of her cravings. But that's only as far as the man is concerned. The Mataris Bikrei Bob. She says, you're nuts, you're crazy. I don't know you, I have nothing to do with you. Get out of here. Yeah? Therefore, she can go and marry anybody she wants, including guy's brother, because she has nothing to do with it. And now the Mishnah repeats it again in reverse. He marries Kiddashtani. She says, don't you remember you Makadish me? We're husband and wife. He says, you don't know what you're talking about. You're crazy. I don't know you. I never married you. So then, whom mutter mekrei veisteya? Since he denies the whole thing, and there are no edim, so he's mutter to all of her crying voice. The he asur bekreiva, but she in turn is asur to marry any of his crying. In other words, like his brother, because she says, "I'm married to you. If I'm married to you, I can't marry your brother. I can't marry your father. I mean, I'm married to you. For that matter, she can't marry anybody. Because if you're married to one person, then if a woman is married to one person, she can't marry anybody else in the world." Now we're getting on to case number three. Kidashtich. Again, the boy says to the woman, to the girl, "Don't you remember I married you?" The Imeris lo kidashta elabiti. You made a mistake. You weren't mekadesh me. You mekadesh my daughter. Once again, who also bekroyed this gedoyla? When we say gedoyla ktana over here, we mean mother and daughter. Apparently, the Mishnah is just repeating the same lashon since we had in the previous Mishnah. Gedoyla ktana, he repeats it again. But gedoyla means mother, and ktana means daughter. So who also bekroyed this gedoyla? Since he said, "I married you," she denies it. She said, "You married my daughter." But since he said, "I married you," Shavya nafshi chaticha disura, he's not allowed to go now marry any of her kravis, any her sisters, her mother, daughter, etc. Ugdoilu mutaris bekravot, since she denies the whole thing, she can go marry his kravim, like his brothers. Hu muta bekravis ktana, he'd be allowed to go and marry the kravis of the daughter of the bitoy. Why? Because he says, "I didn't marry her, I married the mother." Uktana mutaris bekravot, and the ktana would be muta to go and marry his kravim. What's the reason? I didn't the mother say that I married, that you married my daughter? Is a raya, the Gemara is going to say, that a woman has no nemanis legabe the daughter. It's only a father who the Torah gave nemanis to. Torah says by the father, es bitin esat l'isha zeh, and therefore the father has all the rights and regulations are pertinent there too. He's in charge, he has the full authority. But the mother doesn't have any authority, even in HaTorah, and even in Rabbanan, even if she says that my daughter married, it's worthless, you have to have two aid. Yes, sir?
If the father, for some reason, isn't there, he died early, does the mother have the authority or ability to marry off the daughter?
She does, but she doesn't have the nemanis to go and say that my daughter is married to you. Yes?
Is there any difference? I mean, the arias that prohibit a man to marry a woman, or what other person would be mutter vis-a-vis the daughter? I mean, if a man says to a woman, "I'm married to you," and she says, "No, you married my daughter." Mm-hmm. Is there any difference? It feels like that all the
same. In terms of kravos?
Yeah.
What happens if this daughter has a granddaughter? So that granddaughter, Minatoyra, would be mutter because it's a great granddaughter of the
original woman.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Ktana mutter es bekreivav. And then now the final case, which again is the flip side. Kidashti es bitech, vihi oimeres le kidashti ela oisi. A man says, "Don't you remember I married your daughter last night?" And she says, "You don't know what you're talking about. You married me."
That's his mother. He thought it was his mother-in-law.
He thought exactly. So she's saying, "You married the mother-in-law, you didn't marry the daughter." Vihi oimeres le kidashti ela oisi. Again, who also be kravis ktana? He's going to be also to the kravis of the daughter, because he said, "I married the daughter," so also to the kravis of the daughter. Uktana muteres be kravav, and ktana will be mutter to his kravim, because the daughter didn't say anything in the whole matter. As far as she's concerned, she's learning now tenorena with someone. Who mutter be kravis gedoyla? He's allowed to go and marry kravis gedoyla, because he said, I married your daughter." He didn't say anything about the mother. So it means be the mother's craven, the mutter. But the gdoyla would be also craven because she said, "You married me, mister." So therefore she'd be also be craven. It's all double pashit. It's the same thing as the previous case, just in reverse. The more will explain. I married you. Now the first case in the Mishnah, we need to tell us this din of Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Di Yisura. That's fine. But what do we need the second case? Where she says, "He oimeres kidashtani, voimer loy kidashtich, he is mutter b'kravis, she's also." I mean, that's just the flip side of the first case. Utrich, I need a second case. Tiashmin gabei, if I only say gabididei, in the first case of the Mishnah, you know the reason why he becomes osir v'kravoiseha, shem degavr le ichpasle umikri omer. As far as a man is concerned, in marriage halachas, the man happens to be the master. He can do basically whatever he wants because a man can go be married to multiple women. So he doesn't really care about what he said. In other words, he might speak somewhat loosely. So when we say, if you're married, it only affects him but it doesn't affect her because she says, you're nuts, you're crazy, get out of here. I, the man, says, I'm married. He doesn't really care if she believes and doesn't believe him because it doesn't prevent him from marrying anybody else, except, of course, for her immediate kreuvice, but otherwise he can marry everybody. Avli, in the second case, Eima ilav dekim lo b'dibura lehava omra, if it wasn't absolutely true what she's saying. Remember, what was the second case? Second case, she says, here I marry Kidashtani. You married me. He denies it. Would a woman be crazy enough to say that you married me and the face of the person saying, no, I didn't marry you? What she's doing now is she's trapping herself. She can't marry anybody in the world now. So she's really entrapping. So she's making herself a permanent tiguna unless we can convince the so-called husband to go and give her a get. If she wasn't 100% certain, she certainly wouldn't have said that. And therefore, maybe we should be machmer and say, I think that what she's saying, there's at least some semblance of truth. And we should be machmer and say that the so-called purported husband should be usher in her cry voice. Kamash Malon, Zukta Mishnah, no. Although she was shavya anafsha chaticha disura by saying that I married to this fellow, if the fellow denies it, he denies it, and there are no eidim.
And reverse case, so say her case, when she ushers.
What do you mean?
You're saying both cases. In the first case, we're going to tell you her side. So say her case only.
This is the second case, we more of the first.
So many saying drop the first case, don't mention the first case, and we'll learn from the second case.
We could theoretically do that, but the more is going in order. First, we want to go and teach you that there's a rule of Shavi and Afshik Dichadisur, that if a man says, I married this woman, even though there are no eidim, once he says it, then he is bound to his word. His word is golden, and we assume, therefore, that he's not going to marry her, and therefore he cannot go marry any of her crimes. She denies it, so as far as she's concerned, this guy is nuts, he's crazy, he wants to say he's married, fine, because it's tight, nothing to do with me, I can do whatever I want, therefore mutabikrevav. So asol kadai techemina, that's only in the case of a husband, because he might speak loosely and vaguely, and he doesn't remember, he doesn't care, because he can always marry another 100 women anyway. But when he marries kadeshtani, who I marry like kadeshtir, in such a case we say that he is mutter b'kroi v'seh, she is swearing, she is saying, Rabbi, I married her, I know I married her, remember, and she'd be, it's suicidal for her to go and say that she's married, if it's not true, because she can't marry anybody else now. So I would think maybe we should put an isser on the husband, kamash, well, we don't put an isser that he's mutter b'kroi v'seh.
So say her case and kosh came. Say this latter case.
Well, first we have to introduce the halacha of Shavi and Afshe, so we already have that by the husband. Now that we've gone through the simple case to give us the basic building blocks, now we build on that and say, I might have thought over here, maybe there's a psachumah that we should add because of the fact that it's talking about her, and she is 100% certain. No, I don't. And then case number three is Yerashich V'Yomeris. Remember, this is the case of the daughter. What do I need that case for? We know that the father gave total nemunas to the father when it comes to inyoni kedushin of his daughter. Remember, we had that in the Gemara yesterday. The Gemara said that's the difference between kedushin and the case of the shvuya. The case of the kedushin, the Torah gave her minayim li'av shenemun lesser as bitim in haTorah as bitim satli shazeh. When it comes to kiddushin, hemni rachmana, b'shvuya loy hemni. So we give total nemunas to the father; he is totally in control. So I would think, just like Midrabban, like Ariel asked a moment ago, since Midrabban, if there is no father, the mother can marry off the daughter. So maybe Midrabban hemnu ledida v'titzer brata b'dibura. Maybe this mother, since she has the right to marry off the daughter, she's nemenis to go and say that my daughter got married to you last night or whenever. Kamash Malon, no, she does not have that nemenis. You still have to have a Pishnayim Eid. Kedashi is bitcha. Hasulamli, what do we need the fourth case for? Says Yimoy, there is no chinish in the fourth case at all. Aydin, tanaha, tananamiha. Once we had, since in the first two cases we had the flip side, so when we had case number three, we also did the flip side and said, if instead of his saying, I married you, and she said, no, it was the daughter. So the fourth case we said that she said...
He said, I married the daughter, and she said, no, you married me.
Exactly. Shkoyach. Okay, so with this we can put two dots. We start a new shtickler now. Related, of course. Itmar. Let's go back to the case number two, where she says, you married me. And he says, not true. Now what happens? She's now stuck. She's in a guna. Because he says, I didn't marry you. You know, go fly a kite. And she says, but I married you. What do I do? So Itmar Rav Omar Koifin, we're going to force that chusin, that boy, to go and give her a get.
Purported
chusin to give her a get. We're going to have to ask him nicely, do us a favor, do a toiv. You hold that nothing took place. Do us a favor and go. So tomorrow, hi. On which case are we talking about? Ilema reisha, we're talking on the reisha case, lav koifenika, v'loi mevakshenika. In other words, the very first case of the Mishnah, where it says that he said to her that I married you, so you don't have to be koifa, you don't have to be mevakish. He can go and live in his amnesia state for the rest of his life, in his illusion, thank you, thinking that he's married to her. So he won't give a get. So he thinks that he's married to her. Since we say in the Mishnah that she can ignore it, that she's mutter b'kreivav, she can marry anybody she wants, this is all narishkain. So we don't have to be mavakish, we don't have to be koifa. Let him live in his illusion for the rest of his life. Ah, so muzach zayin, since we have a machlokes, it's going el ha-seifa. It's going on the seifa case. That's case number two. It's mishlam mavakish l'chai. I can easily understand that we go and say pretty please to the purported chusin and say to him, allegedly you married this young lady, and we know that you deny it, but unfortunately she's now stuck. She cannot marry anybody else because she says that she's married to you. So Bakshin, pretty please, with beta chatoiva, l'chai, that makes sense. And the koifin, am I? How could you possibly force him? He says, this lady is crazy. I mean, if everybody in the world, every woman in the world is going to go and say that they're married to me, I have to write out now 1,000 gittin, you could have a grace of tzaddik, the Chofetz Chaim, every single woman in the world, who wouldn't want to be married to the heilige Chofetz Chaim? So you have 100 women saying, Chofetz Chaim married me yesterday. And of course, obviously, it's a ridiculous situation. If you want to talk more in Yoni Gashmias, you have a handsome guy who's and he's a millionaire, a billionaire, then you have 100 women say, oh, sure, I married him last night, we're married. So we're going to go and say he has to go and give gittin to every one of these people. Come on. How can you do
that? They didn't use ksuvos at that
That's,
time?
That's really very good. That's the next case. You're cooking with fire. Zog to Yomar Amai. Omar lo nichali. It's a bekrave. And now he has even another titan. He's saying, it's not only I don't want to have to deal with this lady that has an illusion or a delusion. If I'm going to go and give her a get, I won't be able to marry a sister.
Achos b'shasa.
He goes, achos b'shasa, exactly. And therefore, I'm
damaging my prospects.
Exactly. So, and Grada, the sister of that one, happens to be a wonderful young lady. This
she's
one never comes
to crazy. She's not crazy.
She's not crazy. And therefore, what if I can marry her? So I'm now preventing myself. So to my koifin. Elosh maitza adoni itma. We have to start again. We made a mistake. And we're going to get now to Daniel's point. We start again. Omer Shmuel. Mevakshin nimenu litin get. We're going to ask the purported chosin in case number two to go and give a get because otherwise she's stuck. Omer Rav, em nosin get me atzmoi. If we didn't even have to be mevakish, she just stated that I'm married to you, and on his own free will he went to the cipher and wrote out a get to give to her. Why would he do something like that? We didn't even ask him to write out a get. He wrote out on his own. Is the chassim and that maybe there is epis something to her story after all.
No.
And although until now he denied it, the fact that he wants to give a get on his own volition, say it's a chos that maybe there was some truth to it and he wants to get out of this whole parsha, here take a get and let's move on, I don't even want to talk about it anymore. In such a case, if he gave get me answer, then koivano yisai litang, what does it say? Litang?
Kisuba.
That's what you were talking about right. Before, right? So that's where we have the mavakshin and the koifin. That's why Shmaitza Adoni Ma, they work hand in hand. We only can be Mavakishim to write a get. We can't be Koifer. However, if he writes out a get, even with four, the first Bakasha, is the Chasimim that there must be some truth to all of this. Therefore, Koifer is leading Suma. Itmanami, Altak Yavarai, to this Pshat, or Vacha Barada, Omer Rav, Yarmila Omer Vacha Barada, Omer Rav, Amnuna Omer Rav, Koifen Umavakshim. Great, more tired, I can be both Koifen and Mavakishim. Hawking up, Mavakshim, man, leading. Yet. Then also, my answer, my Koifer, leading. Fine. Nushtikl, Amr Yehuda. Everybody knows that a Kedushin you have to have two Eidim. Where does this two Eidim come from? The Gemara is going to explain, and Rashi already tells us now, because it says in the Pasuk, Kapishnaim Eidim Yokum Dovar, and even though that's talking about Hilchos Mominis, however, when it comes to Inyan of Aroyis, there it says, Ki Motzi Bo Ervas Dovar. So we learn Dover, Dover, Mimabin. Just like by this Dover, you have to be Ashnaim and Yochim Dover. By Aroyas, you also have to have two Eidim. And that's why one of the Kibbutim is to go in Mechavit to Eidim. We know the story with Mendi, and everybody remembers. Good. So now the question is, says the Gemara, Omer Yehuda Mekadosh Be'eid Echad. Does this have any validity? Says Rav Yehuda, Ein choshen l'kedushav, it's all dvorim b'tzeilim u'mevutal. If a boy goes up to a girl, says, Hari at mekudeshes, l'kibazu, k'das moish b'Yisrael, if there are no eidim for sure, even if there's one eid, it's worthless, they are not married. Says gunisht. Ein choshen l'kedushav. Boyim b'nei Rav Yehuda, shnei moidim b'ay. What happens if, although there's only one eid, what happens if the two together, the chusin and the kala, say, we don't have to aid him, but we solemnly swear that we are married. Here's my ring, says the young lady. Maybe he says he has also a ring, but that's not the point. Anyway, so shnei moidim b'mai, both of them are moidim. What would you say now? That's what they asked of Yehuda. Says the Gemara, in v'loi v'rafi b'yodei. That's an expression you find a few times in Shas, which means sometimes he said yes, sometimes he said no. He wasn't 100% clear. In other words, Rav Yehuda didn't have a firm psak halacha. Depending on the circumstances, sometimes he would say, yeah, I think you should be machmir. Sometimes he'd say, you don't have to be machmir. He wasn't really sure. See, if you want to look at the Rashi, how Rashi explains it, in Veloy, it's about six lines from the bottom of the Amid, towards the beginning of the line. In Veloy, it's actually a machzik bidvarav. He didn't have a strong opinion, lo the isav, lo the heter. Pa'amim shomer hem, pa'amim shomer lav, farafi biyadei. It was loose in his hands. He didn't have a clear-cut psak halacha. Sometimes he said, let's be machmir, yeah, give a get to be on the safe side. Other times he said, this is goonish, you don't have to wait. Good. Itmar. Omer ha-machon ha-mishmul, ha-mekadosh be'id echon, ein choyshishin le-kidusha va-filu shneyem moidim. So now Rav Nachman, obviously, after hearing Rav Yehuda's doubts, Rav Nachman says, I'm telling you now, once and for all, the halacha is, says, gunish mit gunish. Yes, Rabbi, you have a question?
Hamikadish Bedia, there is no aiding to see the act.
Mm-hmm.
So how does it work, Hamikadish Bedia, the Kudeshis Bedia?
You're asking an excellent, excellent question. If you skip down to the last line here of the Amud Aleph, you'll see the Gemara is going to say, going to Ika Eide Yichud, for Leka Eide Bia. And the question is, do you say, Hain, Eide Yichud, Hain, Eide Bia? That even though they didn't see the actual act, just by standing outside the door, and those two being sequestered for some period of time, do you say that that's the moral and legal equivalent of Eide Bia? Sorry? Exactly. So that Mitchum, we're going to address that on the bottom of the Omid. You're very shy. Shkoyach for raising it at this point. We're going to get back to it. So Omer Nachman of Shmuel, HaMekadosh Be'ed Echad, Ein Choshel Mekidushov, Va'afilu Shnei Moidim, even if both are Moide, it's worthless, it's goodish.
We had in Ksuvos, HaPesha Asuhu, HaPesha Hitir.
Right.
A woman shows up and she says, I was married, but I'm divorced and everything. Mm-hmm. Here, if both are saying we're married,
yeah.
And you always have to have witnesses that you're married your entire life every time. I mean, doesn't that create some type of chazaka if both agree? Why is that Gemara not applicable here?
What you're asking really is something which is what they call a modern day shaila. What about civil marriage? What's civil marriage? If a man and a lady, quote unquote, shack up together without having the benefit of kedushin, they don't even have the court or the justice of peace.
Civil ceremony.
Right, they just live together. Is that considered to be a marriage or not? What would be the nafkamina if after that she wants to go and, let's say, she's going to become a balas tshuva, and now she wants to go and marry somebody else, so she has to get at least a divorce, so she has to have a get, because after all, two Jewish people, obviously.
Right.
So does she have to or not? So that was a big, big machloikis between Rav Henkin's Zichron Livracha and Rav Moshe's Zichron Livracha, and they went back and forth as to whether that type of marriage is a bona fide marriage, or this is really just a long, long
znus.
A long znus for 20 years. So that's
what was the final conclusion?
Machloikis. This one, anyway. Everyone should not get involved in that.
Excuse me. I don't want to talk about Avera. I want to talk about
Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs and Masen
Tovim. Kosher people.
Kosher people.
Two people say we're married to each other.
Exactly.
Why should we shun? Do they say it? I mean, it doesn't have. You know, the whole principle of Pesh Asar Pesh Hitr is Chazaka. Somebody doesn't say something that limits them.
What you're asking is very good. Rashi said in the beginning of the Mishnah, Shavinu Alei Chaticha Di Yisura.
And it's mutual, so there's no disconnect here.
Exactly. So the Gemara is going to ask in a moment, What about that? That's what the Gemara is going to ask now,
okay,
from our Mishnah.
Okay.
Hey, Zerub Ler Nachman. Oim al Isha kidash tich. The Emer is like kidash tani. Who was some kriy yisrael? The Imbuteres bekriyav. Frank Timor, what is the background case? We never talked about in the Mishnah your Edom, Nishtad, when we assumed that there were no Edom. So Timor, e the Edom the Edom and my Imbuteres bekriyav. What are you telling me that she is allowed to marry his kriyav? There are Edom that say that they got married. She says, no, I wasn't married. Mazel tov. And the two Edom that say they should have married. Ella might be Delek Edom, and might also be Kroy Vesel. Why would he be Osir in her Kroy voice? They know Edom. So therefore, it's nothing. Ella Musasan Chor the Ed Echor, that there is one Ed, and under those circumstances, the fact that he says that I got married to you, he is believed, and therefore he is Mekudish. Rav Nachman said a moment ago, the Be'ed Echor, Ein Choshen Afilishnea Moidim. Here I have a case of one Ed. One is Moida, that is the husband, and we're saying, yes, he is now Shavya Nashkadichli Sur, he's Daka Asr. You just said now it's Kunish, Ein Chosh LeKedusha, which is basically what Barry's asking. Every Malcolm is killing you in the Omolokidashtich with Nei Ploini U Ploini Vahokam Dinasayyam. He said, when we had our Kedushin last night, of course there were two Aden. So let's call them up and ask them, was there Kedushin or not? Sorry, they left on the first flight this morning. And they're now in London, they're now in Eretz Yisrael, there's nobody to talk to. Shai? He said that something took place in front of two Edom. She said nothing took place in front of two Edom, and therefore we have now a difference of opinions, but we have no Edom to prove it one way or the other. As even if you only have one Ed, says the Gemara, that would also not be sufficient. So we continue asking Kashas under Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Mekadosh Be'ed Echad, now we're getting into the case that Rabbi was talking about a minute ago. A person gave a get to his wife. And now they're together in the same puntiki, which means in the same inn. And we're talking same tavern. Good. Get Yoshin.
No, he already gave it a get.
Right. Get Yoshin is in between the writing of the get and giving the get.
He didn't hand it over.
Post get. After the get is over, they lived together in the same inn. And we're assuming, although the Gemara says the same inn in the same tavern, you're thinking to yourself, oh, it's probably a hotel, a motel that has 100 rooms, or 20 rooms, 10
Not
rooms.
Those days.
Apparently, we're only talking about one or two rooms over here, and it looks like they were perhaps in the same bedroom together. So, what happens now? The next morning, are they married, not married? Pishami says, hey, you don't have to worry about anything. Okay, you know, we're together in the room, good. Okay, so, you do need a get. In other words, maybe they reaffirmed their vows, so to speak, after they were already divorced, and now they have joined together in a new Bia L'Shem Kiddush. So, what's the case? If there are Edom that in fact they lived together that night, and we're assuming L'Shem Kiddush, so why did Beishamai say they don't need a get? They were two Edom. So why do I have to even think about there was Kiddushin? You said that Kiddushin has to have two Edom. Must be talking about that there's one Ed. Aha. And what did Basil say when there's one Ed? Unfortunately, she needs a get. Oh, so you see, by Ed Echad, that's enough. You said before that you have to have two Edom. What did Rav Nachman say? A Mekadosh Be'ed Echad, Ein Chosh B'Kiddushin is gunished. Even if both of them moide, we're saying over here that there's an eid echad, and Basil says trichem and get shady that we are choishish lekedushin, not like Rav Nachman. Break him off the tamach, aim a sefer. Let's go to the next case in the same brisa. Which state writer? Umoidim in the skashim and Eirusin. What happens if the original get was not min anisuim but only from Eirusin, which means other than Yehuda that they never lived together? She'ein trichem and get shady. Then we would not require, even according to Beis Hillel and Yetchen, Neshein Libagasva, because they were never intimate until this point, which is Oris Varusa. So even Beis Hillel would agree you don't need a Yetchen. Vizal Gadaitich Eid Echad Mehem, if you're going to go and tell me, not like Rav Nachman, that one Eid is believed, Mali Min Eirisin, Mali Min Emsuot, you had one Eid that there was a Maisavia, and finished. So what is the discussion? What's the Nafkimina between your Libagasva, Nish Libagasva, and one Eid? So it doesn't make sense to say in the Reisha to one Eid is believed, not like Rav Nachman. And then the Sefer to go and say one Eid is not believed, like Rav Nachman. Doesn't make sense. Elochem Ayiskin and going to Ika Eid Yichud. In fact, they were two Eidim. But if they're two Eidim, so why does Beis Shammai say it was nothing? Because two Eidim didn't say Bia. They only saw Yichud. They saw they went in a bedroom together, they closed the door, and we didn't see them for the next 2 hours. We don't automatically go from A to B to C. We don't automatically say just because in the room together they had beer. Maybe they were saying Tillum together because of the terrible war in the Middle East. Who knows? Maybe that's what they were doing together. After all, they were married until now, and they gave a get. We're talking about Min HaNisuin, so they had many times and they had intimacy. And so now we will assume that these 80 Yichud, there was also a beer. Umoidim, and that's why the price continues on. Vaday, but it's Kashim and Eirusin, it was only Eirusin. There's no reason why we should jump to conclusions since they were never intimate until now. We can assume that they were not intimate at this point as well. So bottom line is, we still don't have a raya against Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman holds Eirachot is gunish. And as we'll see in the Gemara a little bit further down, the real question over here is when the Torah says that you have to have two Edom. Are the two Edom L'raya? L'raya means just for proof. Or do you need Edikion? That you cannot make a Kinyan Kiddushin without two Edom. And what Rav Nachman Omeshmul is saying back in the Omer Aleph, if you don't have two Edom, you can stand on your head, you can live 100 times together, you can say Ariat Mekudashes. It's all worthless because you have to have Edikion. That's the minimum that you need for a Chasana. Omer Yizu Vashmul Marmarta Mishmei Derav Amekadosh Behed Echad Ein choshen the kedusha, like we just said in the Yom Aleph, va'afilish neimoy. Even if both agree, the kedushin is worthless. But that doesn't mean that she can go and marry anybody else. It's like we said in the Mishnah, shavya and nafshe chaticha diisura. Each one took upon themselves the shavya nafshe. However, as far as we, the outside world, are concerned, they are not mikudish. So therefore, if he subsequently wanted to go and marry one of his kravis, her kravis, and all that, we're saying mitzad ikra din, they would be mutter, but shavya nafshech diyisur, if he took upon himself the sister. It's just like the expression shavya nafshech diyisur means you have, let's say, a kosher piece of meat. Everybody agrees that it's kosher. One person says, I think it's treif, I witnessed the shchita, he didn't do a good job, it's good. So as far as you're concerned, it's nevela. If you want to say it's nevela, it's not binding on us, but you want to say it's nevela, so you can tell me, eidech and nemisur. Fine. But here, everybody else said that it was fine, a kosher shchita, and he is the only one that said it's not kosher. Fine. If you think it's not, you don't eat it. You don't eat it. But as far as the rest of the world is concerned, it's not binding on any of us. So that's the same thing. Chosh the kedusha of the gabi, everybody else, but they themselves, they want to be no egg lahachmer. Sure, by all means. Omer Rabbi Ravuna hamekadosh beid echad. Now he uses an interesting expression. This was Rabbi Ravuna says mekadosh beid echad beidina Rabbi the grace of bezdin amri ein chosh the kedusha. The kedusha is goodish. Man beidina Rabbi. Who is this beidina Rabbi? That's Rav. So Rabbi Rafuna was saying in the name of Rav. Ikriyambi, there's another version. Rabbi Rafuna, Rav, Hamakadosh Beidecha, Beidina Rabba Amri, Ein Choshen Kedushin, who is now Man Beidina Rabba. Obviously it's not Rav, because Rav himself said the Beidina Rabba, so it's referring to Rabbi. So in the first, Ikriyambi was Rabbi Rafuna said, in the name Beidina Rabba, that's Rav. The second, Ikriyambi was Rabbi Rafuna, Rav, Beidina Rabba, that's referring to Rabbi. Good. So this case is almost comical, if you will. You have three people coming from Medina Siyam with a pekala. Two men, the Ishi Moim together with one woman, the Chavili Moim, and they have a package. Now we're asking them, who are all of you guys? So the first one says, Zu Ishti, this young lady is my wife. V'zeh Avdi, and this other man here, that's my Eved. V'zeh Chavilosin, that's my Pekel. V'zeh, now we ask the second guy. He says, Oy Mezu Ishti, that's my wife. V'zeh Avdi, and that other guy, that's my Eved. V'zeh Chavilosin, this is my Pekel. V'ish Oy Meres, Ey V'shnei Avodai, I'm not married to them, they're both my Avod. V'chavil Ishli, and the Chavil is mine. Wow, what do we do now under these circumstances? Tzricha Shnei Gittin, if she wants to be able to go and marry anybody else, she's going to have two Gittin, because this one says, you're married to me, and this one says you're going to marry to me. She has to have to get from the first guy and from the second guy. The goyvik suvasim and a chavila. Once she gets the two gittin, now she can go and take the ksuba from this chavila, from this pekel. Why the manavshach? If it happens to be all hers, like she said, she's entitled to the whole thing. But even if it's not hers, it belongs to them. It belongs to one of them, since each one is giving a get. So she'll go and take a ksuba and the chavila, figuring if it, you happen to be the husband, you gave the get. Then it's your ksuba. If you have me the husband, you're giving the get, then I'm taking the ksuba from, it's from your chamila. So that's what it says now in the Braisa. Now the Gemara is analyzing. Hey, Chedamim. Idis Lisadi Lahai. This Lisadi Lahai. If person, man number one, says, I have to aid him that I'm married to you. Man number two says, I have to aid him that I'm married to you. Mimatsa Amra. How could she go and say that these are my two avodim if they have peers of the Edom? Yeah, the Edom HaMachishim says that. That's true. However, she must be married to one of the peer of Edom, you would think. We're going to see. When I finish, oh, it must be talking about Eid Echad. Ah, since it's Eid Echad, we see that Eid Echad is enough to machayev a get. And you said before, Eid Echad, even if Shneyem Moedim ain't choshen the Kiddushin. And here you say you are moiter, you're moiter. You say you have to have two get. Frank Timura, the Tizbar, let me ask you a question. Talk about Eid Echad. Eid Echad, about Choshem Yimahemen. If Yanko has one aid saying that we're married, Beryl has an aid that he is married to this lady. So, Ibazoi, each one is makish, wouldn't the two fall away? Ella, says Yimon, the Alma, the Kuliam, Lepli Yidishart. According to Rav Nachman, and according to Rav Shmuel Bar Marta, Mishmei the Rabbi, and according to Rebbe, and the Beit Dina Rabbah, and everybody. Ein choshen lekedushin, Gabi, whether she needs a get, she does not need a get. Even though Beryl says, I'm married, and Yanko says, I'm married, she says, Chevra, you're not my husband's, you're my avodim. She does not need a get. What it says over here, that tzricha shnei gittin, v'hocha hochi kama, tzricha shnei gittin, kidei ligvois ksuvasa min achavila. If she wants to take this chavila back, at least to the extent of the ksuva min achavila, she has no proof that the chavila belongs to her. Maybe it belongs to Yaakov.
Whose possession is it in?
It's all three of them. Otherwise, how they're
arguing? No. So I'm saying the chavila. I mean, it's what's so the chavila thing is now a little bit cloudy. Whose possession is a package here? It's full of diamonds or something. Let's say okay. So who's holding it? Who's Shneim? Is Shlosh Ochsen?
Exactly. Either everybody is holding on to it, or it's in front of all of them, and they say, "Yeah, we just came now, and they're going through customs. Okay. Who does this belong to?
Me.
It belongs to everybody." Okay. So she'd like to go and be goyvik ksuvasa. She can't be goyvik ksuva unless she's getting a get. So if she wants to be able to go on, at least take the amount of the ksuva and a chavila, since she can't prove one way or the other, have the two give gittin. Once they give gittin, so they're acknowledging that there is right. A marriage over here. Then, from that point on, then go and give the ksuva from the chavila. Rashi adds that here it's talking about, like we said on the Omid Aleph, if they gave a get me'atzman. Remember we said on the Mishnah that if, normally we'd go and say, mevakshe, if the purported, alleged chosin decides on his own to give a get, even without a bakosha, is the chasim and a zeshtikl moidim and mikzas, and maybe there is something to talk about, that's why he's giving a get. If that's the case, he has to give a ksuba. So since these two gave me'atzman, then she's entitled to get a ksuba. If, however, if we had to go and ask them, pretty please, and they eventually give a get, then the chavila would remain, says Rashi, until somebody can prove that it belongs to them.
And we don't require the men to give, each man to give the other one to get shechor, and her to give get a man.
Gemara doesn't address it.
Okay.
So maybe it does, but the Gemara doesn't address it. Look, Gemara, Rav Meir, and the chiddush of this whole brisa now is like, Rav Meir, metalti mishtab l'ksuba. Back in Ksubas we had a big shaila, when it's only on karka, on nechzad leinaydi, on vihaistis, on
property,
karka sheikhla machrayas, but not a metalton, see Saint metalton, because chavila is metalton. My havila. So let's get back to the original shayla. If you only have eid echad, what's the din? Is it a good kedushin? Not a good kedushin. So timor, if kana omar, ein choysh le kedushin, it's gunisht. Rapop omar, choysh le kedushin. No, you have to be noivis. If there's one eid, even though you have two eid, you got to be chosh. Omer Rav Asher Rav Kahana, my daitach the yalfis, why do you say that you have to have two, right? Rav Kahana was said, in chosh v'kiddushim. The reason is because you learned David of Mimamim. Frey Timori Bazoi, ima lahalon, haidoas baldin kimei eidim dami. Rav Kahana does baldin kimei eidim dami. If he himself says, I married you, and she says, I accepted marriage from him. So it's a doas baldin. Why do you need anything more? Why do you tell? Amalei, hosel lichem chayv lachrini. It depends on whether it affects anybody else. Meaning, when you have a dentoira and Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100, normally Reuven would have to go and bring to Edom. What happens if Shimon says, you're right, I owe you $100. Right? It doesn't affect anybody else, it only affects his own pocketbook. Here, however, if and when we say that each one is Moida, I'm married to you and I'm married to you, guess what? It affects all of the Kroivois that he can no longer marry them, they can no longer marry him. So therefore, it's Mechayev Lechrini. Look at the Rashi, Mechayev Lechrini. Go back to the previous Rashi. The only one that loses $100 is the guy that's Moida. Doesn't bother anybody else. Each group of brothers, sisters, cousins, not cousins, but mothers, children, etc., they're all going to be immediate family members that are going to be usher as a result of these hoidois. Therefore, we say no. We cannot go and limit them and restrict them because of this guy's hoidois. They want to make hoidois. Shabi and Asher Chadichah, so that's okay. They want to continue this illusion, this halachic illusion that they're married, fine. But the kroivos don't become usher as a result because it doesn't impact on them. Okay, so now we're moving on from the case of kedushin to a case of splitting an estate. Mazut Rav Ada Saba b'nei Drab married by Yisr, they were children married by Yisr. Polik nechsayu b'hari hadoni, they went and split up an estate, or perhaps a shutfus together, and they split up 50-50. Also, the Kamer Ravashi, they come from Ravashi. Omrele says the Balei Mishnah, Einu Yochem Dovar, Omrachmana di boy lemeheder limotzi hadri bahu. They're asking, when it says in the Pasuk, what does that mean in the Pasuk? Does that mean that you always have to have two Edom for every financial transaction? Now we're not learning Dovah, Dovah, Mamah. We're just talking about Mamah. To go and say that this transaction is binding, do you need two Edom? Or it's just you need two Edom in case there's any suffix and anybody denies the authenticity of this transaction. So Nachum, he's saying, in case somebody wants to change his mind or reneg, you can't, because it's two Edom, it's a done deal. We don't have to worry about that, because we're both, Baruch Hashem, on the best of terms, and we both have very high ethics and high morals. You don't have to worry about us changing our minds, so we don't need to wait. Maybe the only way you have a kiyum is with the edim. In other words, you need edikim, not just ediraya to prove. You need edikim to establish that this was a transaction. Just like when you want to make a kinyan, you got to make a kinyan, whether it's a hagba or a glila or a meshicha or a kinyan sudr or whatever, you have to make a kinyan. You have to have perhaps two edim. Without two edim, it's gornish. When it comes to Nyani Mominus, the only reason why the Kaddish Baruch Hu said you have to have Edom is because of the potential of Anoshim Shakronim, people that are going to afterwards deny the veracity. They'll say it's fake news, it never happened. That's why you need Edom. However, you don't need a Fakir. But that's, of course, only by Mominus, not by Chasana. By getting married, then you take a need to Edom for Kiyum. Without the two Edom, Lechoshin the Kedushin, like the Gemara said before. And now the Gemara has similar cases. Om Rabbi, Om Ali Eid Echad. Somebody goes over and says, Yanko, you just ate chel. I ate chel. Yes, you did a b'shogeg, you didn't realize. No problem. You have to bring a carbon chatas because you ate the chel b'shogeg. V'alishoisek, and the other word person is quiet. He doesn't deny it. He's quiet. Neman, the aid echad, is believed. V'tonatunim, we have taka a braisa that says, Om maloi aid echad achalta chel v'aloi oimer loi achalti. If he says, no, I disagree, then it's potter. Why is he potter? Time in the Omer loy, because he said loy achalti. Or ishtik, but if he would be quiet, it's a mehemen. And if that gives us the rule, says Toises, you look at the second Toises, we learn from this, pirish dishtika kaido adami. If he is quiet, the other person says, you ate chel, and the other person says nothing, dishtika kaido. If he says loy achalti, then he's potter. And similarly, the Omer Rabbi, Omer loy edechnet mutari secho. All of your taharas, you have tvua, you have fruits, you have vegetables, you have whatever, you have food items, they all became tamei. V'aloi shoytik, the other guy is quiet. Neman, the first guy is believed. Again, v'tonatunim. Eirech roimen nitmu, v'aloi oimel nitmu. You're crazy. Mine became tamei, yours became tamei. Then he's potter. Taimed the omaloi. Ha'ishtika, whoever is quiet, mehemen mikoshtika kohaido. It should be continued tomorrow. Boys, I have a wonderful day.
Thank you. So, by Kedushin, the two witnesses